Not a Neighbor's Ron Hayes. Beef Buzzing with you today with Scott Yeager, Environmental Council of NCBA, talking WOTUS in just a moment.
It's big event sale time at Express Ranches in Yukon. Please join us at our 29th annual Big Event Angus Production Sale Friday, August 16th and Saturday, August 17th. Friday's sale begins at 1 p.m. and will feature over 250 fall calving cows and two-year-olds, many with calves at their side by sale date. Saturday the 17th, the big event sale begins at 11 a.m., auctioning off over 300 head of elite Angus, including donor females, spring pairs, bred heifers, open heifers, and more. Among these will be 50 spring-born show prospects that support the Express Ranches Scholarship Program, which has already awarded over $4 million in scholarship money to students throughout the U.S. and Canada. Express Ranches is the largest seed stock producer in the country and has just been named Angus Breeder of the Year for the 9th year in a row. Come see for yourself August 16th and 17th. For more information on the big event sale, including times, directions, and complete sales catalog, visit expressranches.com.
Scott Yeager is the Chief Environmental Counsel of the National Cattlemen's Beef Association, and he's been following the saga of the Waters of the U.S. rule for years. And he says, as far as the Obama-era WOTUS is concerned, we're very close to the end of the road.
The repeal is going to be finalized in August. So right now it's sitting at OMB in the White House being reviewed, and then when that comes back to the EPA, they're going to Wheeler is going to sign it. It's going to become official. That'll be in August. That kills the 2015 rule, gets it off the books officially. And if that wasn't enough, our lawsuit in Texas got a good decision about a month ago, and the judge there said that the WOTUS rule was illegal and remanded it back to the EPA. So if we've got kind of multiple layers here of fixes that prevent it from ever coming back into play automatically, right? And then also, I think this is going to be breaking news here, but today at some point, or this week, we're expecting a bill to drop that would also be a WOTUS bill, and it utilizes some really good concepts that NCBA agrees with in terms of being able to visually ID features as WOTUS, as well as incorporating 185 days per year of flow as the metric for what constitutes the waters of the U.S., and that's a number that we agree with and we comment to the agencies on. So I think you're seeing all different layers of action from the courthouse to the EPA, as well as Congress, trying to make sure that the 2015 WOTUS rule never comes back into play.
Regarding that legislation that Scott Yeager mentioned, Senators Joni Ernst of Iowa, Mike Braun of Indiana have dropped it into the Senate hopper. Define WOTUS Act would codify a definition of the waters of the U.S. rule. Now, speaking of the rule that has been advanced by the Trump administration there, EPA, they're in the process of reading all the comments that came in earlier this year.
That's right. And so after this repeal is finalized in August, we're expecting the replacement rule to go final probably in December. That's kind of where my bet's putting it. Now, maybe a little bit before that, might be after that. But I'd say, and when that happens, then we're going to have the new Trump rule, which is going to be the law of the land for what is and what isn't not a WOTUS. And actually, the proposal is really good. I think just at its base, we're going to see a narrowing of federal jurisdiction even beyond the pre-2015 rules and going back closer to that navigable waters definition that Congress wrote into the law. We have some specific recommendations that we've given to the agencies through our comments and through communications with them to try to provide more clarity and more things that farmers and ranchers need to be able to identify what is and what is not a WOTUS. But by and large, we're pretty happy with it. And if we can get some additional changes through the comment process, we'd be even more happy. So we're looking forward to see that come to a conclusion at the end of 2019. We can finally put that to bed for a bit. But as you know, all these EPA actions under the Trump administration are going to be litigated. You can bet on every environmental group out there taking both the repeal and the replace rule to court. And then we're going to see where those coins lie as far as what the courts say as to those rules. So, and all things that we work on here, it's a long slog, and nothing gets done in a year. I mean, this has been a multi-year process, and we're getting through the administrative piece, but obviously the court piece is going to be another time slog and piece that we have to see play out.
So there will be litigation against the finalization of getting rid of the 2015 rule, as well as whatever comes out, say, Christmas time.
I think you're going to see a litigation on everything that's coming out of this administration, right? And we're seeing that as well in the EPCRA rule that the EPA finalized in June, and now activists are litigating that in court. So it's just across the board, just about everything that the Trump EPA is taking action on is getting taken to court. Mm-hmm. And I think that underscores the need for groups like NCBA to be there at the table to make sure that we're fighting the good fight to achieve policy goals that our farmers and rancher members want. And that takes us being at the table not only for commenting on these administrative processes, but then when it comes to it, you know, going to court and defending some of these activities.
NCBA Scott Yeager, you've got the Beef Buzz on Ron.
National Livestock, they've been around since 1932, and they're dedicated to being your first choice for cattle marketing, order buying services, and cattle financing. Because of the cooperative structure and spirit, the employees and directors of the National Livestock family of companies are committed to the success of the cattle industry and those involved in the cattle business. Whether you're buying or selling cattle or looking for financing, their staff's knowledge and experience is unparalleled. For more information, contact National Livestock Credit at 1-800-310-0220.
And that's your Beef Buzz. I'm Ron Hayes.